Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud, and we are in the middle of daf Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Reb Shimon Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesuna Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Yor Yoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the same as the topic of yesterday's daf and the daf before that, and really most of the dafin here in the beginning of Maseches Shavuos, and that is the halachos of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, specifically how a person got kapara when he violated Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So really, the introduction to today's daf is the same as the introduction to the previous daf. And even though we did it yesterday, I think it behooves us to chazur it again today, as a good introduction will hopefully allow the daf to move along a little bit more smoothly. So the Mishnah mentioned how exactly one got kapara in the event that he violated Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh HaBashaykik. The Mishnah said, in the event that the person had Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Soif, obviously there was a Halama in between, then he was obligated to bring a Karban Oil of a Yared, and that Karban is what gave him kapara. In the event that there was Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was no Yediyah B'Soif, then the Sar HaNasa Lefnim, the Sar Lashem that was brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that gave him kapara, or more accurately, it was toila, so that when he found out later, then he can bring the Karban Oil of a Yared. In the event that there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was Yediyah B'Soif, the Mishnah said, the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, that's the Sar that was brought as part of the Karban Musaf on Yom Kippur, that's what gave this person kapara. And finally, in the event that there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Soif, then the kapara came about a machlokes. Three-way machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Seire HaRegalim and the Seire Roshei Chadashim. On Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh, together with the Karban Musaf, there was a Chatas that was brought. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the purpose of all those Chatois was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Soif. According to Rabbi Shimon, it was only the Seire HaRegalim that was Mechaper for that. What were the Seire Rosh Chodeshim Mechaper for? A Tahar that ate Kachim that was Tameh. According to Rab Meir, it was the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz and the Seire Rosh Chodeshim and the Seire HaRegalim that were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, there's no Yediyah B'Soif. Oh, and by the way, Rab Meir holds all of those Seirim were also Mechaper for no Yediyah B'Tchila and yes Yediyah B'Soif. And according to Rab Meir, all of those Seirim were also Mechaper for a Tar that ate Kachim Tameh. Either way, that's the way the Mishnah set it up. Now, if we do the 2.0 version of the introduction, and that's really based on the sugyas that we've seen so far, it's a little bit more intricate. I think it's kedai to do it. If there's Yediyah B'Tchila and there's Yediyah B'Soif, the person had to bring a Karban Oil of a Yoyred, and the Oil of a Yoyred is what gave him Kapara. If there was Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Soif, the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim was Mechaper, or more accurately, it was Toilo until he found out, then he brought the Karban Oil of a Yoyred. If there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there is Yediyah B'Soif, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz was Mechaper. According to Rabbi Meir, the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz and the Seire HaRegalim and the Seire Rosh Chodeshim were Mechaper. According to Rabbi Yishmael, whose Shita was mentioned on the top of Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Karban Oil of Yoyred was Mechaper. So that although when you read the Mishnah, Ein Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Yediyah B'Soif, there's one opinion, but really if you do the Sikkum, what emerges is there's three opinions. If there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Soif, so there in the Mishnah, it's already Mefurish, three opinions, but just one Kenech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Seire HaRegalim and the Seire Rosh Chodeshim were Mechaper. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Seire HaRegalim were Mechaper. According to Rabbi Meir, that's the third sheet I mentioned in the Mishnah, the Seire HaNasa B'Chutz and the Sirei Regalim and the Sirei Rosh Chodashim on Mechaper, the one add-on would be that the Gemara Cheshbon on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there is Yediyah B'Soif, the carbon oil of a Yoreid was Mechaper, he would have to hold like Rameyer, that when it comes to no Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif, it's the Sar HaNaseh B'Chutz and the Seirei HaRegolim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. The one additional shita, by the way, that we haven't really spoken much about is Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, who's mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, who had a whole different understanding of shitas Rav Shimon. That's something that we're going to get to at the tail end of the daf. Either way, that's the high-level introduction as it relates to just chazering over the shitas. So where are we holding more specifically? So yesterday's daf discussed some of the things that we just mentioned. Additionally, it discussed the Makar to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Specifically, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Soif, it was the Seirei HaRegalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim that were Mechaper. And the question is, how did Rabbi Yehuda come up with that? And what emerged from the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda knew that the Seirei Rosh Chodashim were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav based on a Binyan Av. Meaning, we know that the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz on Yom Kippur was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and that's something that's Bobbi's Man Kavua. So based on one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem Binyanav, the same is going to be true as it relates to the Seir Rosh Chodashav. How do you know that it's Mechaper for no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Soif? So the Gemara said, it's because the Pasuk says, U'Seir Izem Echad L'Chatos L'Hashem, Chet She'ein Makir Boy El HaShem. If there's a Yediyah, then it's not a chet that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows about. Thus, must be there's no Yediyah B'Tchila. Additionally, there's no Yediyah B'Soif as well. Okay, so that's how you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Seirei Rosh Chodashim was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there's no Yediyah B'Soif. How about the Seirei HaRegalim? So for that, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda had a hekesh. It says by the Seirei HaRegalim, not Seir, but it says U-Seir. The Vav is Moisif, the Vav is Makish. So there's a hekish between the Seir that was brought on Shchodesh and all the Seirim that were brought on all the different Yomim Tovim to teach me that just like the Seir of Shchodesh was Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there's no Yediyah B'Soif, so too, as it relates to the Seirei HaRegalim, they were Mechaper for the same thing. Either way, today's daf is going to pick up on the second shita, as it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif, it's Shitas Rav Shimon, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out now the Makoros to Rav Shimon Shita. So again, what is Rav Shimon Shita? Rav Shimon Shita is that if there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, there's no Yediyah B'Soif, the Seirei HaRegalim are Mechaper. Not the Seirei HaRegalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim, like Rabbi Yehuda said, only the Seirei HaRegalim. Okay, so what's the Seirei Rosh Chodashim Mechaper for? So Rav Shimon said that's Mechaper for a Tahar, not someone that's Tameh, right? All Mikdash V'Kadoshav is discussing someone Tameh. Someone Tameh that ate Kachim, someone Tameh that entered the Beis HaMikdash. This, according to Rav Shimon, is discussing someone that's Tahar, who ate Kachim that's Tameh. So it's not the Gavra that's Tameh, but rather it's the Heftza that's Tameh, and really the first Avoida, not using that word loosely, the first Avoida of today's Daf is trying to source the Shita of Rab Shimon. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rab Elazar, Amar Rab Oishia. My time with the Rab Shimon. What is Pshat Rab Shimon? And specifically, Rab Shimon, who holds that the Seirei Rosh Chodashim were Mechaper for a Kohen that's Tahar, that ate Kachim, that's Tameh. Amakra, it says in the Pasuk. Va'oisa Nasan Lochem, Loses, as avoin ho'edo lechaper aleihem lifnei Hashem. Now this pasuk is tucked away in Parsha Shmini, and it's talking about the sa'ir that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. That's a given. For more information, open a chumash, go through the parsha, look at that pasuk, Rashi, Azoyis Mavur. So this pasuk that says va'oisa nasan lochem loses es avoin ho'edo is talking about the son Rosh Chodesh. In fact, the Gemara says va'haikra besad Rosh Chodesh. Okay, v'yalef avoin avoin mitzitz. Now that pasuk says the word avoin. We now take the word avoin and we use it to make gzeir shava avoin avoin from the tzitz. Never kan avoin. It says over here the word avoin. V'never lahalon, and it says regarding the tzitz the word avoin. V'hoya al mitzach aharoin v'nosa aharoin es avoin. HaKadoshim. Okay, Malahalun Tumas Basar. Just like the tzitz we know was Miratzef et Tumas Basar, Afkan Tumas Basar. So too, the Sar on Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for something related to Tumas Basar. So what does this mean? So this is a Shtickel Kachim 101. The tzitz had a special power that if the Kohen Gadol was wearing it, then if a carbon was brought betumah, the carbon was miratza. Ordinarily, if you're going to put a murim, for example, that atame on the mizbeach, the akhtara is not going to be a proper akhtara. If, however, the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, by the way, according to some, if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, but the point is the tzitz had the ability to be miratza for things that went on the mizbeach, even though they were in a state of tumah. That means that when the pasuk says v'nosa aharin es avoyin hakadoshim regarding the tzitz, it means kachim that's tame somehow the tumah gets ignored in the event that there's a tzitz. Okay, so we use now the word avoin v'shtei by tzitz that's talking about kachim that's tameh, and we shtel it to the word avoin that it says regarding the seir Rosh Chodesh, and we say that just like by the tzitz we're dealing with kachim that's tameh, so to the seir Rosh Chodesh we're dealing with kachim that's tameh, and must be then what was the seir Rosh Chodesh mechaper for? Not a person that's Tameh who did something he wasn't supposed to do related to Kachem, but with the Kachem was Tameh. So a Tarsha, Achal, Kachem, Tameh, that's what it came to be Mechaper for. But the Gemara says that Avifu, we have Xerus Shafa, between the Parsha of the Seer that was born in Rosh Chodesh and the Tzitz. So why are we only using the Xerus Shafa like Chatzi Chatzi? Why don't we use it 100%? Why don't we say Malahalan Oilin, Afkan Oilin, just like the Tzitz that was Miratze on Kachem, that was Tameh, it was Miratze on the Oilin, on the thing that went in the Mizbech. And we said that thing, although it shouldn't really be able to be meratz, it's going to be meratz. So why don't we say that the same is true regarding the Sar and Rosh Chodesh, that what was it mechaper for? For the kachem alein, meaning it wasn't so much mechaper, it was more meratz. If the whole makar is the tzitz, so it should be exactly what the tzitz, right? Just to be clear, it's not mamish the same thing. The tzitz is meratz on the oivam. We say that what's going on in the mizbech in the state of tumah, even though it shouldn't be able to be meratz, is going to be able to be meratz. What are we saying regarding the son Rosh Chodesh? We're saying that if a par ate kachem that was tumah, he needs kapara, he's going to get kapara. It's not the same thing. One was saying that we're looking away from the chefza, we're allowing it to be meratza. The other one is talking about kapara from a chet. But at the end of the day, if one has learned from the other with Xer Shavah, shouldn't it be the same thing? So the Gemara says that I hear what you're saying, but Avoyin ho'edo ksev. At the end of the day, it says Avoyin ho'edo. And being that it says Avoyin ho'edo, so Avoyin ho'edo means that it's mechaper for the gavra. It doesn't have the ability to be mechaper for the chafzo. Avoyin ho'edo, we're talking to the edo. We're talking to the people. We're saying now that there's a gzeir shava between the two. So nechaper the Rosh Chodesh adidei v'aditzitz. Meaning, I understand that the ikur limud of Avoyin Avoyin is that the Sarv Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper for the Gavra, because it says Avoyin Ho'ed, right? Specific with regards to the Eda. But the Gemara says, why don't we say it works for both? Why don't we say it works for Avoyin Ho'ed, but it also should work for the Oilin? Now, you'll tell me, why do I need the Sar on Rosh Chodesh to be Miratza for the Oilin? If I anyways have the tzitz, let's say we don't have the tzitz, right? Let's say it's broken. So I would need it for that. Meaning, I understand the Ikur Limud has to be telling me Avoyin Ho'edo. So it for sure is telling me that it's mechaper for a tar that ate kachem that's tomei. But why don't we say that benoisif to that, it's also going to be meratza for what the tzitz is meratza? So the Gemara's answer is, Amakro, it says Avoyin. The Lashon HaPasuk is, V'oysen nosan lochem losis es Avoyin Ho'edo l'chaper alein l'fnei Hashem. This is the Pasuk of Parshish Shmini that's talking about the Sar that was born in Rosh Chodesh, and we learn from there Avin Echad who knows Noise Bez Avinus. The word Avin is a Lashon Yachid, and being that it's a Lashon Yachid, so we know that it can only be Mechaper for one thing. And it says Avoyin Ho'edah, so that's the one thing that it's going to be Mechaper for. Now the Gemara asks a reverse kasha. If Mechaper tzitz adidei v'adir Rosh Chodesh, why don't we say that if you have Xer Shava Avin Avin, so now let's learn the tzitz a little bit. The tzitz is Mirata on the Oilin. So if the oil is Tomei, the tzitz says, ignore the fact that it's Tomei. Why don't we say that it's also Mechaper? It's also Mechaper for Tar that ate Kachem. Ah, you're going to tell me a Tar that eats Kachem, that's Tomei, anyways gets Kapara through the Sair. Nafkamina, Latoma, the Irabein, Zalazet. They didn't bring this Sair every day. Right, it was brought on Rosh Chodesh. It was brought on Yontif. Well, according to Rav Shimon, it's really only the Tsar of Rosh Chodesh that's Meratzah for this, right? So it's the Tsar of Rosh Chodesh that's Meratzah. So what happens if this happened? Bein Rosh Chodesh lo Rosh Chodesh. So right now this person has a chet that's looming on top of him. So let the tzitz go ahead and be meratzit. On Makro, the pasuk says, oysa. It says, again, by the sword of Rosh Chodesh, va'oysa nosam lochem losses, es avoyno edel chapar alein v'fnei Hashem. And we learn from there, oysa noise avoyn, v'ein acheres noise avoyn. That is one way and only one way to get kapara for a tarsha ach al kachem tamei, and that one way is through the sair. Meaning, there's two limudim in the parasha of the sair. Number one, the sire of Rosh Chodesh can be mechaper for only one thing, right? Avoyin is a lashon yachid, so therefore it can't be meratzah on oilam like the tzitzis, even though there is a limud from the tzitz. Additionally, the one thing that it's mechaper for, it is the only thing that could be mechaper for it. So what's the one thing it's mechaper for? Tarsha achal esatame? The only way to get kapara, a tarsha achal esatame, is through this thing. Rav Ashi had a different teretz. Different teretz to explain why it is that the Sar Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper for the Tarsh Achal HaSatame and the Tzitz is only meratzah for the oilin. Why don't we say if there's a gzera shava, avoin, avoin, so it should go both ways. Right, what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz was, it says avoin and it says oisa. Rav Ashi had a different mahalach. He said pasha. Ksiv hacha, it says regarding the Sar and Rosh Chodesh, avoin ha'eda. And the word Eda means Eda v'lei kachim. It's like a miut. I mean, avoyna Eda, only the avoyna Eda, as opposed to the kachim. The hasam tziv, and as it relates to the tzitz, it says avoyn ha-kachim, and we learn from there, kachim v'lei Eda. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, there's a shaychis between the tzitz, that was meratzah, and the sar of Rosh Chodesh, that was meratzah. The shaychis is that they're both being meratzah, they're both making a bad situation better that relates to kachim that is tameh. However, as it relates to the tzitz makes the heftza better. So if you took that heftza, you put it on the mizbech, it shouldn't be able to be meratza. Now it's going to be able to be meratza. The sarv of Rosh Chodesh made the gavra better. That the gavra went and he ate this kachim that he wasn't supposed to eat. So right now he has this chet that's looming. He's going to get ahead through bringing this carbon and he's going to get his tire. But at the end of the day, what was the question? The question was, my time is the Rav Shimon. Which part of Rav Shimon? What's Rav Shimon's makar that the sar of Rosh Chodesh was mechaper fitar shachal esatame? The answer is, it's learned that from the pasuk, which is talking about the sar that was brought on that Rosh Chodesh, all the seirei Rosh Chodashim, and it says the word avoyin, and it says avoyin by the tzitz, just like the tzitz is miratze on kachim that's tamei, so to hear, it must be referring to kachim that is tamei. Okay, so we just solved half the puzzle in terms of understanding Shita's Reb Shimon. We know now the Makarta Reb Shimon who holds that the sar Rosh Chodesh was mechaper for Tarsh Achal HaSatami. What's the next thing we need to figure out in the world of Reb Shimon? How do you know that the Seirei HaRegalim were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav when there was no Yediya Loi B'Tchid of Loi B'Sav? So it says, when Ashkechan Seirei Rosh HaKadosh and Mechaper Tarsh Achal HaSatami, Seirei HaRegalim the Mechaper Ashein B'Yediya Loi B'Tchid of Loi B'Sav Minalon. What's the Mekar to that? So the Gemara says, Kedom Reb Chom Reb Chanina. I know it from something Reb Chom Reb Chanina said. It says Seir, or it could have said Seir. And instead it says, Usir. And what did Rab Chanina learn from that? He learned the hekish. He said, we could be makish the Seirei HaRegalim to the Seirei Rosh Chodashim HaChanami. So too. Meaning, he subscribes to the same hekish. Seir Usir, the iskish Seirei HaRegalim, the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. Rab Shimon holds it a hekish. And he holds it a hekish between the Seirei HaRegalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. Okay, what does the hekish do? Masir the Rosh Chodesh. Bimbul so the Kodesh Mechapi. Just like the Sod Rosh Chodesh is Mechapi from Mulsi the Kodesh. Something Kachem related, right? Tarsh Achalas Atami, based on Avoin Avoin from the Tzitz. Av Seirei HaRegalim, Bimbul so the Kodesh Mechapi. So too, the Seirei HaRegalim we know is going to be Mechapi for something that is Kachem related. What's kachem related? I mean, there's a lot of things that are kachem related. Specifically, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and there was no Yediya B'Tchilo, and or no Yediya B'Zayif. So, what's the shortest version of the answer? How does Rav Shimon know that the Seirei HaRegalim were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav when there's no Yediya B'Tchilo, no Yediya B'Zayif? He knows it from a Hekesh. Could have said Seir, it says Usir. So I know the Seir HaRegalim are like the Seir Rosh Chodashim. Seir Rosh Chodashim is Mechaper on Kachim. Tosh Achlas HaKodesh. So to this is also going to be Mechaper on Kachim. Now what's going to be the follow-up question? I mean, at best, we just solved part of the puzzle, right? We still have to figure out how you know no Yediyah B'Tchilo, no Yediyah B'Sayif. And even better than that, if you're learning it from the the Seirei Rosh Chodashim, that it should be like the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. The Seirei Rosh Chodashim, I'm a chapi for Torah Shochel HaSatame. Here, you're jumping to Mikdash for Kodeshav. No Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif, right? So that's the Avodah from here until the two dots. Says the Gemara, V'chitem, you're going to tell me that if the Makar is this Akish, Mechapi ad Rosh Chodesh, it should be Mechapi for the same thing Rosh Chodesh is Mechapi for. Meaning, you tell me it's from the Vav. So it should be Mechapi from the same thing that Rosh Chodesh is Mechapi for. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Hamrina, we already said, Oysa, Oysa, Noise, Avoin, now that's already eliminated because the word Oysa said that the thing that the Seirei Rosh Chodashim was mechaper for, only one thing could be mechaper for, and that is the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. As a result, it's not an option now to tell me that the Seirei Ragon would be mechaper for it as well. V'chiteima, okay, fine. Nechapri adiyema kippurim. Okay, so meaning it can't be Tosh Ochalasa. So the Gemara is willing to jump immediately to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. That must be what it's related to. Okay, but there's a lot of options in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Maybe it's Mechaper for what Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper for. Now, Tap Rashi, what does it mean, Ad Yom HaKippurim? It means where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there is Yediyah B'Soif, where the Mishnah said, that's the Pashtus, and it's certainly the Shita of Rav Shimon, that the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz was mechapa for that, right? The sar that was brought with the musaf and on Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, I know that it can't be talking about Tosh Ochelas Atame. Must be then, based on the Hekesh, it's Mikdash V'Kadashav, but maybe it's when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there is Yediyah B'Saif. But the Gemara says that doesn't work. You know what? Because Amrinon, because we said already in yesterday's daf, Achas Bashana, and we learn from there, Kapara Zulay Tehei, Ela Achas Bashana, that the Kapara of what the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz is mechaper for, there's only one way to get kapara for it, and that is through the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz. So it can't be that the Seir HaRegolim is going to be mechaper for that as well. Now the truth is that the Gemara that we saw yesterday, which was on the bottom of the Afches Amid Beis, that brought this drasha, brought it with regards to the Seir HaNaseh B'Fnin. Gemara didn't bring it with regards to the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz, because the pasuk where it says Achas is actually talking about the Seir HaNaseh B'Fnin. V'chiper Aharon al karnois of Achas Bashana, midam chatas ha-kippurim, Achas Bashana yichaper olav l'day reseichem, kodesh kadosh v'lo Hashem. It's talking specifically about the Seir HaNaseh B'Fnin. The way Rashi explains our Gemara, v'chi teima nechaper adiyem ha-kippurim, it's referring to where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, there is Yediyah B'Soif, which is what the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz is mechaper for. And the answer is, it says Achas. No, it doesn't. It says Achas by the Seir HaNaseh B'Fnin. It doesn't say Achas by the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz. So Rashi bavarns the question. It's the third line in Rashi. And Rashi says, although it's true, but at the same time, we know there's a hekesh between the two Seirim. So if there's a din Achas Bashana when it comes to the Seir HaNaseh B'Fnin, there has to be a din Achas Bashana as relates to the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz. By the way, this knech is going to be mefurish in the Gemara and actually open for little bit of a debate as we go through the sugya. But either way, for now, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, so again, we know from Seir U'Seir that the Seir HaRegolim is mechaper for something kachem related. It can't be for what the Seir Rosh Chodashim was mechaper for, because it says V'Oysa. It can't be for what the Seir HaNaseh B'Chutz was mechaper for, because it says Achas B'Shana. So the Gemara says, am I mechaper? So what is it going to be mechaper for? And the Gemara, like, chazes this over a little bit. Let's go through the whole gamut. Is it coming to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh on this Yediyah B'Tchil and this Yediyah B'Soif? High bar carbon. Then you have to bring a regular carbon, right? You can't be soimich on the carbon sibur. You yourself have to bring a carbon oil of yard. Right? Maybe that's what it's referring to. And we just said that Achas Bashana, there's nothing else could be mechaper for. Al Karchach, based on process of elimination, and that is how Rav Shimon knew his halacha. So the bottom line is, how does Rav Shimon know that the Seirei HaRegolim were mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif? It's based on Rab Chama Rab Chanina's Hekish of Seir U'Seir, which is Makish, the Seirei HaRegolim, to the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. What does the Hekish do? It's Mamish, a Hekish Shlomechza. All it does is it tells me that it's Mechaper for something Kachem related. What? There's a lot of options, but based on process of elimination, I know it. The only thing it could be is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Seif. Right? Let's just have this talk. It can't be for Tarsha Ochelas Atame, because only the Seir HaKadoshav can be Mechap of that. It can't be Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there's Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Seif, because then you have to bring your own personal carbon. You have to bring an oil of a yard. It can't be where there's Yediyah B'Tchila, there's no Yediyah B'Seif, because that the Sarah Nasa Bifnu was Mechapa for. And also, just to be clear, maybe this is also Mechapa for that. So for that, for sure you have Achas B'Shana, right? So that's now. It can't be where there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo, there's Yediyah B'Soif, because that the Sarah Nasa B'Chutzis, and based on the Hektish, you have Achas B'Shana for that as well. So again, it's price of elimination. The only thing it can be Mechapa for is where there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo, and there's no Yediyah B'Soif. Either way, this concludes the Gemara's discussion in Shitas Rab Shimon. So again, Reb Shimon really said two things. He said the Siri Rosh Chodashim am mechaper for Torah Ochelas Atame, and the Siri Arugolim is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kodesh. When there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo, there's no Yediyah B'Soif. The first half of the Gemara explained the Makar how you know that the Siri Rosh Chodashim was mechaper for Torah Ochelas Atame. The second half of it discussed how you know that the Siri Arugolim is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kodesh. When there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo, there's no Yediyah B'Soif. It's interesting, but we're going to see the Gemara is going to revisit this whole Reb Shimon. And when we get there, we'll try to figure out why. Either way, Rameir Oimer, Kol Asnirin, Kaparosan Shava Bechulo. So now we're up to Shitas Rameir. He's the third Shita. As it relates to, with this, no Yediyah B'Tchilo, no Yediyah B'Soif. Rameir said, all the Sirim are the same. Right? So I'll go one line Rameir in the Mishnah. Said, all the Sirim are the same. Whatever one's Mechaper for, the other's Mechaper for. And Chayra, what he's referring to is the Sarah Nasa Bechutz on Yom Kippur, and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim, and the Seirei Harugolim, that they're all mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh, when there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo and there's no Yediyah B'Soif. But in addition to that, again, they're all mechaper for the same things. It means they're also all mechaper for there's no Yediyah B'Tchilo and there is Yediyah B'Soif, and they're also all mechaper for Tarsh Ochel Es Hatameh. So the question is, what's the makar to all this? So the Gemara says, Omar Rab Chomer Rab Chanina. Rab Chomer Rab Chanina said, my time of the Rameir. What's Pshan Rameir? Omar Kod the Pasuk says, Seir Useir. Or again, I could have said Seir, instead it says Useir. Huk should call us Seirim, that was that. We're makish all the Seirim to each other. By the way, until this point, every time we mentioned Rab Chomer Rab Chanina, what was the Lashon HaGemara? Kidda Omar Rab Chomer Rab Chanina. Here it says Omar Rab Chomer Rab Chanina, right? Kidda Omar Rab Chomer Rab Chanina means the Gemara is telling to something Rab Chomer Rab Chanina said elsewhere. Where's the elsewhere? This is the elsewhere. Here it doesn't say Kidda Omar Rab Chomer Rab Chanina, because we're not telling to something Rab Chomer Rab Chanina said. Here it's Omar Rab Chomer Rab Chanina, because Atu Dogat Hata, this is where he said it. But regardless, as the Gemara Rab Chomer Rab Chanina said, you want to know time of the Rameir? It's because all the Seirim are Hukshul, that was it. Useir is mechaper, all of them. So whatever one is mechaper for, the other one's going to be mechaper for as well. Says the Gemara, Kosol Kadaitoch, Kol Chad Vechad Mechaver Gomer. The Gemara's initial approach to understanding Rab Chomer Rab Chanina is that go to the last one of the Musafim, right? Go to Parshas Pinchas, Mishop, go to the last one. It says Useir. So I learn it from the one before that. Now, the one before that also says Useir. Oh, so I learned that one from the one before it. And that one also says Useir. You know, all the way back to Rish Chodesh, and like this, we could be makish them all together. But the Gemara asks a Geshmak and Kashuf. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone knows Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol HaTerukula made him Lamed Mi Lamed. In Kol HaTerukula, if something is Lamed Me Hekish, it could be Chayzer Om Lamed Be Hekish. Chutz Mi Kachim, She'en Lamed Him Lamed Mi Lamed. There's a special din in Kachim. Dover HaLamed Be Hekish, can't be Chayzer Om Lamed Be Hekish. So how could you tell me that I learned one from the other, and then another one from that one, and then another one from that one? Isn't this violating blatantly the principle of Dover HaLamed Be Hekish is not Chayzer Om Lamed Be Hekish when it comes to Kachim? Again, Kol HaTerukula works, but in Kachim it doesn't. So l'chayra, how is this not a problem? The Rosh Kasha, kulu mikama gamri. No, the way we learn all the Useirs is they're all going back in Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is the first one, and everyone is referring back to Rosh Chodesh. But if everything is referring back to the same one, inevitably they're all one and the same. But the Gemara says, Tenach called the Kasabe Useir. That works for all the different places that it actually says Useir. But there's two Musafim, says the Gemara, that if you look up inside, it doesn't say Useir. It just says Seir. Atzeres, Shavuos, V'yoyim HaKippurim, the Loikse Be'Useir Minalon. How are you going to know that? So the Gemara says, you're right, it can't be, it's based on Hekish, Ela Amar Rab Yoyina Amakra. It says, in the parish of the Musafim, Ela Tasu Lashem B'moyadechem, referring to all the different Musafim. Hukshu Kol Mayadim Kulam Zelazeh. So all the different Musafim that were brought on Mayad are Hukish lehadadi, and whatever applies to one is going to apply to the other. So it's not based on Useir, because there's two of them that don't have the vav, but rather it's based on this hekish. Feit the Gemara about Rish Chodesh la Mayedu. It doesn't work. You know why? Because Rish Chodesh is not a Mayed. What's the raya? Rosh Chodesh is not a moed? Because in all the parashiyas where the Torah talks about the mayadim, it never mentions Rosh Chodesh, it mentions Shabbos, but it doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is not a moed. And if Rosh Chodesh is not a moed, so then we have an issue. Because if the whole makar that all the Se'irim Hukshu Zelazeh is from Eilatasu Lashem B'mayadechem, so that works for everything that's considered a moed. But this is not a moed. It's not true. If Rosh Chodesh Nami Yikri moed, Rosh Chodesh is also called moed, even though it's not your standard conventional moed. Now, this is referring to which year, right? Ahishasa means that year. It's the year that the Yidden left Mitzrayim. And in that year, Chodesh Tammuz was a Chodesh Mali. It was 30 days. And it was very, very significant. The reason it was significant is because Tammuz was an extra day. So what emerged is that the Meraglim came back on Ches Av, which meant when the Yidden cried by Yifka Balailahu, it was Tisha B'Av, and the Chsiv Korah Lai Moyed Lishbar Bachura, and we know all the significance of Tisha B'Av, and it all came about because of when Rish Chodesh Av was. The Pasuk describes it as Korah Lai Moyed. So you see, Rish Chodesh is really considered a Moyed, and that's why it kitchtim with this Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. Zok the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah said, Moyed Rameyer, Besara Nasa Befnim, Shu'e Enoi Mechaper. Kaparoson, the hein, eina mechaprim, kaparos. Says Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Meir said that all the se'irim ahukshu ladadi, he doesn't really mean all of them, right? If you go back to the Mishnah, that beis amabeis, Rabbi Meir oimer, kol ha-se'irim kaparoson shove al tumas mikdash v'kadosham. Right, it sounds like all the se'irim. So says Rabbi Yochanan, there would have been a havamina, ben benoishal havamina, that when we say kol ha-se'irim, we mean even the sara nasa b'fnim on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yochanan, no. Moedir ha-meir, b'sara nasa b'fnim, shehu eina mechaper kaparoson, vehein eina mechaper kaparosoi. That's exclusive. That's on an island for itself. Meaning, who ain't a mechaper kaparoson? The sara nasa b'fnim is not mechaper what those seirim are mechaper for, which means tar shachal asatame, no yidia b'tchila, yes yidia b'soif, and no yidia b'tchila, and no yidia b'soif. Additionally, they, meaning the seir rosh chodeshim, the seir regolim, are not going to be mechaper for what and the sara nasa b'chutz are not going to be mechaper for what the sara nasa b'fnim is mechaper for, which is yesh yidia b'tchila and yidia b'soif. Why? So it's based on drashas that we are already familiar with. Who ain't a mechaper kaparoson? He, meaning the sara nasa b'fnim, can't be mechaper their kaparo, because kapara achas mechaper ain't a mechaper shtei kaparos, because it says kapara achas, so we know it can only be mechaper one thing. And hey, ain't a mechaper kaparoson, because on makro achas bashano kaparozu loy tehei. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush, Rabbi Yochanan said, because the Mishnah, it sounds a little bit like Rameh, all the serum, all the goats that we've been talking about. That's one of the goats, right? So you would think it's included. But Rabbi Yochanan said, I mean, just based on Cheshbon, it's not that way. Zok the Gemara, by the way, is a braisa that supports what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying a chiddush in the Mishnah, again, based on drashas, but a chiddush in the Mishnah, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying in the Mishnah is mefurish and a brayz. Tanya nami hachi al she'ein bo yediyah loy betchila v'loy besoif v'al she'ein bo yediyah betchila avo yesh bo yediyah besoif v'al tohar she'ochel esatome klar se'irei arigolim u'se'irei rashi chadoshim v'sir anasne b'chutz mechaprin divi rameyer v'ilu sor anasne b'fnim shayro v'kaparosa nami shayro. Meaning in the brayz, Ramey doesn't say all the se'irim. He delineates the Seirim. And which Seir did he leave out? He left out the Sara Nasa B'fnim. And also, he delineated what the Seirim that are Mechaper for. And which Kapara did he leave out? The Kapara for which the Sara Nasa B'fnim is Mechaper for, which is Yesh Yediyah B'tchila, the En Yediyah B'saif. So says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Yochi, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, "Zok the Gemara, right? Hoy Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Seirei Rashi Chadoshim Mechaprin Al Tohar Sheochal Es Hatomei V'chulo." So we're going to go back to Rabbi Shimon now, and the reason we're going back to Rabbi Shimon now is the header of this part of the Gemara. Hoy Rabbi Shimon Oymer. Because if you remember the very, very long and wordy Mishnah that was the entire Daf Beis and Masechet Shavuos, so after a broad Chitas Rabbi Shimon, so the Gemara said, "Hoy Rabbi Shimon Oymer." Right? Pirkei Avos vibes, right? Reb Shimon flaked Zogin. Seire Rashi Chadashim Mechaprim Alatar Sheachalas Atame. Vishal Regal Mechaprim Al Sheim Bayidia Loi Betchila Vloi Besoy. Vishal Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Sheim Bayidia Betchila Vayesh Bayidia Besoy. And then the Gemara brought a little bit of an exchange that Chum had with Reb Shimon Ayin Shom. But the point is, after the Gemara mentioned Shitas Reb Shimon, the Gemara has this piskum that was seemingly Margula Bepum made Reb Shimon. Hoy Reb Shimon Oymer, right? And it's because the Mishnah mentions it again, that the Gemara delves into it again. And really, what we're going to learn now is a little bit of chazara of what we went through when we went through Rav Shimon Sim Erishtimol. So again, what's Rav Shimon's shita? You can't chazar this enough time. What's Rav Shimon's shita? That the Seiri Rosh Chodashim were mechaper on Tor Sheochelas Atame. The Seiri HaRegolim were mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there's no Yediyah B'Saif. And in this, Reb Shimon Oymer, he also mentions the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz. What was that Mechaper for? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there was Yediyah B'Saif. So Gemara says, Bishlami the Rosh Chodashim lay Mechaper Yad Regalim. I understand where Reb Shimon holds that the Seiri Rosh Chodashim were not Mechaper for what the Seiri HaRegolim were Mechaper for me. The Seiri Rosh Chodashim is Mechaper for Torah Ochel Esatome, but not for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, there's no Yediyah B'Saif. Tamak Rav, because the Pasuk says, Avoin, and Avoin Echot, who knows save, Einoi knows Seshte, Avoin knows, right? Sounds familiar, because we learned this at the beginning of today's daf, on daf some of this. So Avoin is a Loshin Yochid, Eladin the Regolim Mechaper, the Rosh Chodashim. But why don't we say that the Seiri HaRegolim is Mechaper also for what the Siri Rosh Chodashim is mechaper for, which is Tar Shachal Esatameh. So the Gemara answers what we already knew. Amakra Oisa Oisa Noise Avoin Vein Acher Noise Avoin. That the Siri Rosh Chodashim is mechaper for, only one thing could be mechaper for it. That one thing obviously is this Siri Rosh Chodashim, and as a result, there's nothing else that could be mechaper. So the Gemara says another catch. Bishlam the Regalim mechaper the Yom Kippurim. I understand why the Siri Regalim is not mechaper for what the Siri Sar Hanasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur was mechaper for Damakra, because the pasuk says Achas Pashana, and from Achas Pashana we learned this was the second Achas Pashana Kapar Zu Loitei El Achas Pashana, that the thing that the Sar Hanasa B'chutz was mechaper for, there was only one time a year you can get kapara for that. There was only one means that you can get kapara for that, and that's the Sar Hanasa B'chutz. So the Seiri HaRegolim can't be mechaper for that. El Diyei Makipurim Nechapri Ad HaRegolim. But why don't we say that the Sar Hanasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur was mechaper for what the Seiri HaRegolim was mechaper for, meaning just like it's mechaper for what it itself is mechaper for, which is no Yediyah B'Tchila v'yes Yediyah B'Saif, it should also be mechaper for where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there's no Yediyah B'Saif. Amakra, and this is the first part of that, Rosh Achas, Kapara Achas Mechaper, Vein Mechaper, Shtei Kaparis. It can be mechaper one thing, it can't be mechaper two things. Faith the Gemara, and this is a Kasha that we referenced earlier in the daf, that Rashi mentioned, that was the Rashi that was on the third line of the Yomid, on the top of the Yomid. It's a very obvious question, not obvious now, because we already addressed it, but we were referring to this Gemara, as Rashi was, but says the Gemara, V'hi kiksev achas b'snor anasa b'fnim udiksev. Which delving to that word achas, to the Sar Hanasa B'chutz, it doesn't say achas by the Sar Hanasa B'chutz, it says it by the Sar Hanasa B'fnim. So, l'chayra, this is a little dishonest. How are we using the word achas by the Sar Hanasa B'fnim to get out of tough situations here related to the Sar Hanasa B'chutz? The Gemara says, true, Abba Amakra, the Pasuk says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, referring to the Sar Hanasa B'chutz, Iskish Chitzan L'Pnimi, when Makish, the Chitzan to the Pnimi, and just like by the Pnimi, there's an Indian of Achas, so too, when it comes to the Chitzan, there's going to be an Indian of Achas as well. So one more leg to this Cheshbon. If you go back to the Mishnah on that Beis Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the top, so the Mishnah brought another Shita in Shita's Reb Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmai. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said the name of Rav Shimon. Sneire Rosh Chodashim Mechaprim Ala Tor Sheochel Esatame. That you want to know what the Seiri Rosh Chodashim is Mechaprim for Tor Sheochel Esatame. Which, by the way, that is the standard understanding of what Shitas Rav Shimon is. Moisef Aleim Shal Regalim. Shemechaprim Al Tor Sheochel Esatame. Ve Al Sheim Bo Yediyah Loi Betchilah Vloi Besayim. The Seiri Regalim is mechaper for what the Seiri Rosh Chodashim is mechaper for, which is Tarsh Achal Asatame. It's also mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there's no Yediyah B'Tchil, there's no Yediyah B'Saif. So here Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is already veering off the conventional Reb Shimon. The conventional Reb Shimon, the Seiri Rosh Chodashim is mechaper for Tarsh Achal Asatame. Nothing else. But major drushes that box that in. And Siri Harugolim is mechaper for Mikdash v'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah b'tchil and no Yediyah b'sof. According to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's version of Rav Shimon, the Siri Harugolim is mechaper for what the Siri Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for, which is Tosh Achlas Atame. It's also mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah b'tchil, there's no Yediyah b'sof. And Mois Valeim Shal Yom HaKippur. Well, and then the Sora Nasa B'chus on Yom Kippur added to that, Shnehei mechaperim ala Tosh Achlas Atame ve'al So the Seir Anasa B'chutz is mechaper for what the Seir Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for, which is Tar Shachal HaSatami, and even for the extra thing that the Seir Regalim is also mechaper for, which is Mikdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'sof. And not just that, it has its unique knach that it can be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yediyah B'tchila and there is Yediyah B'sof. So what are the two Reb Shimons? In the first Reb Shimon, each one gets assigned one thing, right? The Siri Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for Tarsh Achol HaSatami. Siri Regalim is mechaper for Mikdash HaKadosh when there's no Yediyah B'tchil, there's no Yediyah B'sof. And Siri Yom HaKippurim is mechaper for the Sar Nas B'chutz when there's no Yediyah B'tchil, there is Yediyah B'sof. According to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, it's like Moisef HaHoylech. That's how it works. The Siri Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for one thing. The Siri Regalim is mechaper for two things. And the Sar Nas B'chutz is mechaper for three things. The Siri Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for one thing, Tarsh Achol HaSatami. Siri Regalim is mechaper for two things, Tarsh Achol HaSatami, and no Yediyah B'tchil, no Yediyah B'sof. And the Sar Nas B'chutz is mechaper for three things, Tarsh Achol HaSatami, and no Yediyah B'tchil, no Yediyah B'sof. And also no Yediyah B'tchil, yes Yediyah B'sof. And what is the question? The question is, how exactly did Rav Shimon ben Yehuda come up with this? And this is the last piece of the Gemara that we are going to learn. It says the Gemara, Maishna the Rosh Chedoshim le'mechaper ad Regalim. What's pshat in Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's Rav Shimon, who holds that the Seiri Rosh Chedoshim is not mechaper for what the Seiri HaRegalim is mechaper for? Meaning it's mechaper for Torah Sheachal HaSatomeh, but not for what? Not for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, when there's no Yediyah B'tchil, there's no Yediyah B'sof. Don't makra. It's based on the Pasuk. Avoin. And Avoin Echadu Noisev Einu Noisev Shtei Avoinus, right? Simdritim. We've had this trasha so many times. Well, if that's the case, the regalim nami loy mechaper ad Rosh Chedoshim, then the Siri regalim should not be mechaper for what the Siri Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for. Meaning, why is it the Siri regalim is also mechaper for what the Siri Rosh Chedoshim is mechaper for? L'chayr, isn't it the flip side of that trasha? The amakra oisa and oisa hu noise avoy vein acher noise avoy. Meaning, the drosha of Seirei Rosh Chedoshim, that's mechaper for Tosh Achol HaSatomeh, is mashma that it and only it can be mechaper for that. There's no other way to get kaparo. So the Gemara says, oisoloi mashmalei. Very simple. Rosh Shimon ben Yehuda is masking to the first half of the drosha. He's not masking to the second half of the drosha. He's masking to the drosha that says that as it relates to the Seirei Rosh Chedoshim, it can only be mechaper for one thing, and that's Tosh Achol HaSatomeh. He's not masking to the second half, and that is, there's only one way to get kaparo for Tosh Achol HaSatomeh. Say that. Moving along. Maishna the regalim, why is it that when it comes to the Siri regalim, like mechaper ad Yom HaKippurim, why is it that the Siri regalim, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's Rav Shimon, is mechaper for no Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'sof, but it's not mechaper ad Yom HaKippurim, it's not mechaper for no Yediyah B'tchila and yes Yediyah B'sof? It's Tamakra, it's based on the Pasuk. It says, Achas Bashana, Kapar Zuloy Te'e Ala Achas Bashana. It's obviously based on that. It's because when it comes to the kapara of the Sarah Nasa B'chutz, which is no Yediyah B'tchila, yes Yediyah B'sof, it says Achas Bashana, which teaches us there's only one time a year you can get kapara for that in you. Well, Yachie Bazoi, Tiyay Makipurim Nami, Loi Nechapra the Regalim. So then we should say the Sarah Nasa B'chutz should not be mechaper for where there's no Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'sof. Why? Because Achas Ksiv and Kapara Achas Mechaper, Vein Mechaper, Shtei Kaparas. It can be mechaper one thing, it can't be mechaper two things. So the Gemara says, Achas loy mashmalei. Could be Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's Reb Shimon, he didn't hold of the drasha of Achas. Could be he didn't hold of the drasha. Mar says, didn't hold of the drasha of Achas. Amai, what would be the reason for that? Oh, the kichsiv Achas b'sara nasa b'fnem ksiv, right? I guess that would be the reason. Because, as we mentioned earlier, really it doesn't say Achas by the sara nasa b'chutz. What does it say? It says it by the sara nasa b'fnem. Now, it's based on a hekish that we shtel it to the sara nasa b'chutz. But really, it says it by the sara nasa b'fnem. But the Gemara says, Ihochi oi bazoi, de regalim nami, nechapra de yoyim akibrim, that it's hodra kosho l'duchte, that the Siria regalim should be mechapra even for what the sara nasa b'chutz was mechapra for, and that is no Yediyah B'tchila, yes Yediyah B'sof. What was the answer to explain why that's not the case. Because it says, achas bashono, kaporos uvoite, ela achas bashono. Well, if you're telling me that the word achas, being that it says it by the Sarah Nasabithim, you can't shtel it to even via hekish to the Sarah Nasabithim. So you should say, techiksiv achas basara nasabithim ksiv. Right? So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says like this, lo'oilam achas mashmale. You're right. Lo'oilam, I will tell you that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's Reb Shimon holds of the drash of achas. And he holds it a hekish, he could shtel to achas from the Sarah Nasa Bifnim to the Sarah Nasa Bechutz. There's no question that he holds of it. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that if he holds of achas, and he's using achas to explain why the Sirei HaRegolim were not mechaper for what the Sarah Nasa Bechutz was mechaper for, so you should have to use it in the reverse as well. You should say the Sarah Nasa Bechutz can't be mechaper for what the Sirei HaRegolim was mechaper for based on achas. So the Gemara is going to make a distinction between the two achases. Right? It says the word achas in the Torah twice in that context. And really, there's a chilek between the two achases. The shani hocha, the amakra, the chiper aharein al karnoisov, achas bashona. Karnoisov, the mizbeach hapnimi, hu de kapora achas mechaper, ve ene mechaper shtei kaporos. Ha de chitzoin afilu shtei kaporos. If you look carefully at the pasuk that mentions the two achases, it says as follows. The chiper aharein al karnoisov, achas bashona, midam chatas hakipurim, achas bashona, yichaper all of the day reisechem, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu Lashem. The diak is that the first achas, v'chipa aharon al karnois of achas bashona midam chatos, is referring to the mizbeach. V'chipa aharon al karnois of, meaning the karnois of mizbeach, achas bashona midam chatos. The next achas is achas bashona yichaper all of the doyrei seichem kodesh kadoshim mul Hashem. There is no mention anywhere of the mizbeach. So what the Gemara says is that as it relates to the achas of the Chiper Haran al Karnois of Achas Bashono, that Achas is exclusive to the Mizbech Hapnimi, which means it's exclusive to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. And you can't even use the Hekish to Shtel Otsu to the Sar HaNasa Bechutz. As opposed to the second Achas, which just says Achas Bashono, Yechaper all of the Doirei Seichem, that is not talking about the Mizbech, and that you could Shtel Otsu if you want, even to the Mizbech Achitzai. So as it relates to the Achas Bashono, Yechaper all of, that there's only one way to get kapara for this inyan. For that, it's true even for the Mizbeach Achitza. And that's why the Sirei HaRegolim can't be mechaper for what the Sar HaNasa Bechutz was mechaper for, which is no yideh betchili, yes yideh besoy. But as it relates to the first Achas, which teaches me that there's only one thing that this could be mechaper for, that's true klapi the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's only true for the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. So the Sar HaNasa Bifnim has that limitation that it could only be mechaper for one thing. What was that one thing? With yesh yediyah betchila, no yediyah besayif, right? But as it relates to the Sar HaNasa Bechutz, it doesn't have that limitation. So it could be mechaper for its thing, which is in the case where there's no yediyah betchila, there is yediyah besayif, but it could also be mechaper for what the Sirei HaRegolim are mechaper for. The bottom line is, what was today's daf? Today's daf was a little bit of chazar of some of the things that we've been talking about, but really the dovish and the schadish in today's daf was the Mekoris v'shitas Reb Shimon, the Mekoris v'shitas Reb Meir, the Mekoris for Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's Reb Shimon, and really putting it together with yesterday's daf, the latter part of yesterday's daf. We now have the Mekor to Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, that was out of order, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Aliba. Reb Shimon, tomorrow's daf, by the way, we're going to pivot a little bit from these cheshbonos. As a matter of fact, we're going to start two daftin of kachim-related gemaras. Where does kachim come in? Everything we're talking about is kachim right now, but it's going to be a little bit of a digression that's going to have mamish, like an agav digashaychis to the sugyas that we're learning. So a little bit of a breather from some of these intense cheshbonos that have been going on, and we are going to stop here. So as it relates to raid, two haaretz. And really two ha'aris related to the noise of the last few dafin, and that is the musafin. So we know that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and on Yontif, in addition to davening Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, we add a tefillah. That tefillah is called musaf. The reason we add a tefillah, musaf, on those days is because once upon a time, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash HaYakayim, there was a special carbon that was brought on those days. The carbon was called the carbon musaf, and Keneged, the fact that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a carbon musaf that was brought. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we add a tefillah that corresponds to that, known as tefillas musaf. Right? So far, no grois chedusha. Here's the question. Why is it that we add a tefillah keneged the musafin that were brought on these special days, yet we don't add a tefillah keneged some of the other karbanos that were brought on those days? So for example, on Yom Kippur, there was a whole avodah that was done. Now, in Musaf, we mention the avodah of Yom Kippur. Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz. But there's no tefillah that was set aside keneged the avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. How about Dovah B'itei Matov? Shavuos is coming up. On Shavuos, there were special karbonas that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Kifsei Atzeres, there was the Shtei HaLechem. There's no tefillah that was set aside keneged those karbonas. It's only keneged the Musaf that was brought to B'yom HaBikurim. For that, we have a special tefillah. A Bahaga Ba'atzmecha, why is that the case? Another one. On Tezayin Nisan, which is on Pesach, the Karban Omer was brought. Why there's no tefillah keneged the Karban Omer? What about the Karban Pesach that was brought in Erev Pesach? I can hear maybe there should be like a tefillah, I don't know, Pesach that you would say Erev Pesach. We take for granted, it's so posh that you don't do that. But think about it for a second. Why not? If there's a special tefillah that was instituted keneged the fact that once upon a time we had a Beis HaMikdash, umipnei chato'enu, right? Now we instead are going to recite a tefillah called tefillas musaf, keneged the carbon musaf. So how come, as it relates to the other karbonos hayoyim, we didn't institute a special tefillah? So I'll tell you a dover poshet, but it's also a dover nifla that I saw in the Sefer Harirei Kedem from Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, and this is in Chelik Beis. It's Simen Kuf Yud Ches. It's so poshet, but it's so klar. And that is, he said as follows. He said that we know that the carbon musaf was called musaf, right? Why is it called musaf? What does the word musaf mean? So we actually mentioned it fleetingly in yesterday's daf. What is the etymology of the word musaf, right? It's not a trick question. Musaf means an add-on. The carbon musaf was an add-on. What was it an add-on to? It was an add-on to the carbon tumid. As a matter of fact, if you go through the parsha of the Musaf, in every single Musaf, the Torah says the same thing, right? Ubiyoy Mashabat, Shnei Kfasav and Eishon et Mimim, Uchnei Esroinim Soilas Mincha, Belula Bashem Eviniskoy, Oilas Shabbas Bishabatoy, Al Oilas Atomid Viniska, right? With regards to the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Usir Izem Echel Echatas Lashem, Al Oilas Atomid Yeyose Viniskoy. The Cheftza of the carbon musaf was, it was a hoysafa. It was an add-on to the carbon tamid. Regarding the musafin that were brought on Pesach, the pasuk says, after it mentions the musafin, milvat oilas ha-boyker ha-shevo oilas ha-tamid tasu ha-zele. Go ahead. Right? That's where it says it. But first, it's milvat oilas ha-boyker ha-shevo oilas ha-tamid. What shaykhis? What does the carbon tamid have to do with anything? It's because the cheftza of the carbon musaf was a hoysafa. It was an add-on to the carbon tamid, and that's why you karish might be Yisrael musaf. It's an add-on. That's exactly what it is. Emes is, it's Mefurish in Rashi, Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi, over there, is explaining a Gemara that's being mechalik between the ayil that was brought together with the carbon musaf on Yom Kippur and the one of the other elim that was brought mitzad the Chayves Ayoyim. And the Gemara says that one was for Chayves Ayoyim and the other one was for the musafin. Says Rashi, just one line. Ha'hude Achrei Mois, the ayo that's mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois, Chavis Ayoim, the Einoi Kari Musaf, it's not called a Musaf. For like Siv Hasam, and it doesn't say regarding that ayo, Milvat Oilas HaBoiker, Kedich Siv Bechol HaMusafin, Milvat Oilas HaBoiker, Dimash Mazem Moisif Al Dvar Yoim B'Yoim. So said Rabbi Yosheber, state Mefurish and that Rashi, Don Yumad Av Gimel Amad Aleph, that Milvat Oilas HaBoiker means that the carbon Musaf was a Hoysofa. It was an add-on to the carbon Talmud. So he said, half of a fellow. We know that the three tefillahs that we recite every single day, So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, what the origin is. But the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chavav, according to one man, the Rambam brings this, that it's keneged the Tmidin. We daven Shachris, because once upon a time there was a Tamid Shal Shachar. We daven Mincha, because once upon a time there was a Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim. And we daven Mayrib, because the Akhtaras Emurim of the two Tmidin were brought at night. Tfilos keneged Tmidim Tiknon. That means we don't just make up tfilos keneged every carbon under the sun. We will misakin tfilos keneged the Tmidim. Now, why is the Talmud so chashev that it gets a tfilo? Beseder. A bedosh state. Tfilos keneged Tmidim Tiknon. The carbon musaf was a hisaf on the carbon Talmud. If it was a hisaf on the carbon Talmud and the Talmud fathers a tfilo, that means the musaf fathered eichet that tfilo. And that's why there's a tfilos musaf. We don't just go ahead and make tfilos keneged all the carbonos. We make tfilos keneged the Tmidim. So, why the musaf? Because what was the musaf? The musaf was a hisaf on the Talmud. And because the musaf was a hisaf on the carbon Talmud, so it's precisely for that reason that we have a tefillah, that we have a tefillah's musaf. It's half of a fellow man. It's pasha. That's what it is. It's because the whole heft of tefillah is keneged the Tmidim. And the carbon musaf was a hisafah to that. And because the carbon musaf was a hisafah to that, so it's for that reason we have a tefillah keneged the musaf as opposed to having a tefillah keneged all the other karbanis. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so one of the things we know, hopefully, from learning the first 10 or so dafin here, Masech Teshvuos, is that part of the musafin was a goat, which was brought as a chatas, right? So all these different se'irim that have been flying all over the place in the last few dafin, a mikra yoytze midei pshutai, part and parcel of the carbon musaf involved a single goat, a male, a se'ir, a sa'ir, right? And it was brought as a chatas. Now, just to appreciate this a little bit better. Really, the carbon musaf, you know, even though it's a musaf, balash and yachid, it was really made up of a cocktail of karbonas, right? There were a whole bunch of different karbonas. Let's read from Rosh Chodesh, right? Some of the musafin that we've been talking about in Unzer Edafin. Takrivu oilu l'ashem. So what's this oil made up of? Parim b'nei bakar shnayim. There were two parim. V'ayolecha, there was one ram. Kvasim b'nei shana shivat mimim. And there was seven shepsalach. And not just that, you had to bring a mincha together with all these animals. Not just that, you had to have yayin together with all these animals. And then the Torah says, usi'ir izem echa l'chatas l'ashem. In addition to the oila, which was made up of how many animals? 10, right? Parim b'nei bakar shnayim, v'ayil echad, kvasim b'nei shavah shiva. So on top of that, there was also a sar. And this is the way it works for every single one of the musnafin, right? U'b'chodesh harishim barba, so yom l'chodesh pesach l'ashem. And the pasuk goes on and explains exactly what you're supposed to do. The craftim isha oil l'ashem parim bnei bakar shnayim v'ayolecha v'shiva chvasim bnei shan tmimim yiulachem u'menchasam yisarin yisarin usir chatas echel l'chaper aleichem v'vat oil l'sabak yashod oil l'satom etasu aleich. But either way, every single musaf was made up of the oil component and the chatas component. The oil, for the most part, it's not true for all of them, but you have these two parim, you have the one isle, and you have the seven kvasim, and then you have the one singular goat, which is brought for a chatas. What's the sar mechapa for? That's the whole sugya. But the bottom line is that it was made up of an oila component, and it was made up of a chatas component. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tmidim Musafin, and this is in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, he says that even though, when you read the psukim, it sounds like first the oil was brought, and then the chatas was brought, right? The chatas is the afterthought. Right? That's the end of the aliyah. But really, it wasn't that way. Really, the chatas was brought first, and the oilos were brought afterwards. And it's really based on a sugya, Masech Tzvachim, Daf Tzadik, where the Mishnah says, chatas kodemes l'oila. It's a general rule that if you're going to bring two karbonis at the same time, you being a kayan, and one is a chatas and the other one is an oila, so the chatas is always kodemes l'oila. So says the Rambam, as it relates to the Musafin, even though the chatas is mentioned later, but based on the principle of chatas kodemes l'oila, the chatas was going to be brought first. The Rambam says it was one exception to the rule. Be karbonis a chag. When it came to Chag, what's Tam Chag? Sukkos. When it came to Sukkos, it wasn't like that. El kraven ala seder akasa b'Torah. But rather, there was brought in the seder that it's written in the Torah. Shenema, because the Torah uses the word kemishpatam, and because the Torah uses the word kemishpatam means it has to be brought dafkin in that order with the oil before the chatas. But with the exception of Sukkos, it's chatas kedemis la'ila, even though that's not the way it's mentioned in the Torah. Parenthetically, Rav Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna, in his Binyan Shloimeh, this is in Siman Aleph, so it's a very famous Siman, but in the middle of the Siman, he brings what he heard from his brother, Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Mivilna, who teaches that we say in Tfilas HaMosef, V'shamnasa lefanecha es korbeno yischoy v'seinu, timidim kisidram, umusafim kiholchasam. So why, said Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Mivilna, when it comes to the Talmud, we say kisidram, but when it comes to the musafim, we say kilchasam. So he said, half of a fellow, because the timidim were brought kisidram, exactly the way they're laid out in the Pasuk. But the Musafim were not brought the way it's laid out in the Pasuk. Because in the Pasuk, the oil is mentioned before the Chatas. Oh, but the Loch is Chatas Kedemis La'ilah. That first you had to bring the series of Machal Chatas. So being that it's actually not going to be Kesidron, the Musafim is only Kehil Chasam. And that's the Visham Nasal Fanechas, Karbon Eschav Yisainu, Tmidim Kesidron U Musafim Kehil Chasam. But Akapanim Dosh Deito in Rambam, Tmidim U Musafim, Perek Tes, Aloch Abav, Aloch Zayin, Ayin Shah. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Dalet, and this is in the Mitzvah that discusses the Sar Hanasa B'chutz, the Karban Musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. So he brings this Rambam, and he's Ma'orer that the Emes is that it doesn't shtim at first glance with another Rambam. That other Rambam is in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's in the beginning of Perek Beis. The Rambam is very, very Meirich. And the Rambam lays out exactly what the Avodah on Yom Kippur was like. Now, obviously, the Avodah on Yom Kippur is a whole Chelek in Rambam, Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But this is the onset, and he gives you like a high level, right? The way the Rambam codified things so clearly. So the Rambam is like setting it up a little bit. And the Rambam says that we know there were two sets of clothing that the Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur. He had the big day Zav, and he had the big day Lavan. Then the Rambam says that every single time the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing, so he would be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim twice, and he'd be Toivel once, right? He'd be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim before he took off his clothing, and then he would be Toivel, and then when he put the other clothing on, he would be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim again. He changed his clothing five times, and that's why there was Chamesh Tfilois, and there were 10 times that he was Mekadesh Yad V'Raglayim. And then the Rambam starts going through the Seder Ayam. Just going to read two excerpts. Says the Rambam, Ketzad, B'tchilo, right in the beginning of the day, Poshet Big Day Chol Sha'olav. Kohen Gadol would take off his Big Day Chol. It's interesting, it's Yom Kippur, right? But he would take off his Big Day Chol. The toivel, and he would toivel. The oila umistapik. The loivesh, big days off, and he would put on his big days off. Umekadesh yod v'raglov, and he would start doing the avodah. So the onset of the avodah was done with the regular big days off. The shoychet es hatamid, he would check the carbon tamid. Umakter k'toyre shal shachar, shal koil yoim. He would bring the k'toyres. Umetev aneiros. Umakter evore atamid ima chavitim v'anasachim. Umakrev hapar. The Shiva Kvasim Shal Musaf Ayoyim. And it would bring the par and the 7 Kvasim of the Karban Musaf. Now, the Karban Musaf on Yom Kippur was made up of a par, an ayol, 7 Kvasim, and a chatos, right? The Sarah Nasa B'chutz. But the Rambam says, what would he bring? He would bring the par and the 7 Kvasim. V'achakach Mekadosh Yodav Raglov, Upoishet Big Day Azov, he would toivel again, he would put on the Big Day Lavan. And then he went ahead and he started doing Grois Avodis together with the Big Day Love. V'achakach, Mekadosh Yod V'Raglov, Upoishet, Big Day Love on. And he would go, he'd put on the Big Days of again. And now when he put on the Big Days of again, Umakriv Sora Shal Musif, Ayoyim, he would bring the Sora of the Musif, the Eloi, and his own personal Ayol, the Ayol on, and he would bring the Ayol of the as well. And then the Rambam continues. So says the Mechas Chinuch, the Rambam says that when the Kohen Gadol brought the Musaf on Yom Kippur, it's a little Cheshmedig, but I think it's less Cheshmedig than the Daf. But either way, when the Kohen Gadol would bring his Karban Musaf, he divided it into two parts. In the first part, and this, he would bring the par and the 7 Kvasim. The second time, he would bring the Sa'ir and he would bring the Ayil. And Sezam in between these two shlavim. By the way, a lot of avodas in between. Big Day Lava and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, a tefillah. Between everything, he did the avodah. But that's how the Karban Musaf was brought. So says the Mechas Chinuch, but Muscha Rishon, I had a little bit of a ha'ara. What was my ha'ara? The Rambam says that every single time the Karban Musaf was brought, the Chatas, even though it's mentioned last, was brought before the Oila. right? It's tmidim kisidram, but it's musafim kilchasa. And the Rambam says there's one exception to the rule where the oil was brought before the chatos. What's the exception to the rule? The pariachag on Sukkos. Because there it says kimishpatim, which means it has to be kimishpatim. If you look at the way the Rambam lays it out in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, when it came to Yom Kippur, it was also not done in that way. Because the Rambam says first they brought the par, then they brought the seven kvasim, and then round two, they brought the chatas and they brought the aisle. But it's par one, seven kvasim, two, chatas is number three, lemisparenu, and the aisle is four. I thought the Rambam says the chatas was always brought first. This is the mechas chinuch zar. Abizlok the mechas chinuch, you have to say, and it's pashat. And that is, that this halach of chatas kedemis lo'ilo means if this second, it's there, ich bring a chatas and ich bring an oilo. So if this second, I'm bringing a chatas and I'm bringing an oilo, there's a din chatas kedemis lo'ilo. But being that over here, in round one, the Kohen Gadol wasn't bringing the chatas, all he was going to bring was the par and the seven kvasim, even though it's part of a carbon that entails a chatas. But he's not holding right now by bringing a chatas. Being that he's not holding right now by bringing a chatas, it is no din of chatas kedemes loyla. So bring the two karbonas that you're able to bring. Faker, round two, when he was going to bring the chatas and the ayola oyla, then faker, the Rambam says that the umakiv sara chatas shal musaf ayoyim, and afterwards he brought the aisle. The reason is because of the din of chatas kedemes. So zokta mechas chinuch, it's true the Rambam holds the chatas always had to be before the oyla. But over here it wasn't a problem because the whole din of chatas kedemes loyla is if this second I'm bringing a chatas and I'm bringing an oyla. But in the first half of the musaf, he didn't bring the chatas bechlal. He didn't bring the chatas until later. And because he didn't bring the chatas until later, so this halach of chatas kedemes loyla wasn't really negay at the onset. So really all he's bringing is oyla, all you're bringing is oyla. So first you bring the par, then you bring the seven kvasim. Fakert, round two, when he taka brought the chatas, the Rambam says, before he brought the chatas, before he brought the oil, this is what the Michas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Yudalit, and he says, take a look at what I wrote in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes, and I looked, and he says it there too. So Michas Chinuch said, it's a davar pashit, that this is pshat in the Rambam. That if, although the Rambam says the chatas was always before the oil, and the Rambam gives you the one exception to the rule, which is the pari achag, but on Yom Kippur, even though he brought the par and the kvasim, and only later the sorel l'chatas, it's not a stira, because the din of chatas kedemes is if this second I'm bringing both. But over there, he wasn't going to bring the sorel l'chatas until later, and as a result, it's not a stira. But just one ha'ara, lulei demistafina, and that is, what's takib shat that the carbon musaf on Yom Kippur was divided into two parts? Well, more specifically, why is it that the chatas taka wasn't brought until the second round, and as a result, we bypass the general rule of chatas kedemes loyla. I mean, the Michas Chinuch is explaining the lamdas. It's not a stira to chatas kedemes loyla. I hear Abba Hagufa is ton beer a little bit. If in the musaf the chatas was always kedemes, then l'chayra it would have made perfect sense that bring the chatas right in the beginning, and the par and the kvasim, and don't wait until round two. What's the pshat? Of course, this is above our pay grade to try to figure out. But one ha'ara, and maybe this is emes, and that is, the pasuk says, with regards to the sar ha'nasa b'chutz, we darshan this pasuk 100 times in the first 10 blot, here in Masechet Shavuos. After the Torah mentions the entire musaf, it says, what was the last part? Se'ir izem echot chatos, milvad chatos ha'kipurim, v'oilas ha'tamid u'minchasav v'niskeim. The Sar HaNasa B'chutz was brought Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. Now, why did it come up so many times in our sugya? Because the Gemara from those words is makish. The Sar HaNasa B'fnim to the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. The Mishnah already mentioned it, right? Amash Zem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. Because you see, there's some Zika, there's some Yachas, there's some Shaykhis between these two Seirim. But could be it's more than that. Because what's the Lashon HaPasek? The Lashon HaPasek is Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. What does Milvad Chatas HaKippurim sound like? Milvad Oilas HaBoiker. We mentioned earlier, Rashi in Yumad Avkimel Amar Aleph says that the carbon musaf was a hoisafa, it was a toisefes on the carbon tamid. Why? Because it says Milvad Oilas HaBoiker. And Milvad Oilas HaBoiker is the mashmas and moisif al varyoim b'yoimoy. It's a hoisafa on the varyoim b'yoimoy. So first you bring the carbon tamid, and afterwards there's a hoisafa, there's an add-on. And that add-on is the carbon musaf. The Torah state that the sar anasa b'chutz was Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. If it's Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, it's an add-on to the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. It's a carbon musaf, so to speak. It's mamish, an add-on. It's an add-on to the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. If it's an add-on to the Sar hanasa b'fnim, then maybe that's why first the Kohen Gadol had to bring the sar hanasa b'fnim, and only afterwards was he able to bring the sar hanasa b'chutz. Right? The Kohen Gadol starts doing his avodah. We just read the Rambam. He takes off his big dechol. By the way, big dechol doesn't mean vach and dega kleider, right? It means not big dekuna. And he puts on his big day zahav, and he does the avodah, and he brings the tamid shel shachar, and even brings the musafin. Say, so you can bring the musafin. Let's firoyz the musafin. Part of firoyz the musafin is to bring the sar hanasa b'chutz, but he can't bring the Sar Anasa b'chutz. You know why? Because to bring the Sar Anasa b'chutz, you first have to bring the Sar Anasa b'fnim. Because the Sar Anasa b'chutz is milvad chatas akipurim. It's a hoysofa on the Sar Anasa b'fnim. If it's a hoysofa, koydim dachim bring the Sar Anasa b'fnim. So what he does is he was toval all of in his stopik with the ganze geshef, and he went ahead and he brought the Sar Anasa b'fnim. Well, after he brought the Sar Anasa b'fnim, now he's already ready to bring the Sar Anasa b'chutz. That's irizim echot chatos milvad chatos akipurim. That's the sinyan over here. And the emes is, I think there's a little bit of an oimik here. Because why is the Torah even mentioning the Sar Anasa b'fnim here in the parasha of the Musafin? Kup tesarayim b'chla. Right, okay, for the hekesh. Why is it even mentioned? Because that's the heft of the Sar Anasa b'chutz. It's milvad chatas ha-kipurim. That's why we need to mention it over here. Poshet, it's like just for the hekesh avoy. We're throwing in a whole carbon that has no shaykhs to this parasha, a bit to make a hekesh. I think it's much more than that. The heft of the carbon is milvad chatas ha-kipurim. Milvad oilas ha-boika ha-shev o-oilas ha-tomid. That's what the musaf is. This is milvad chatas ha-kipurim for oilas ha-tomid. It's a hoysofa, right? Just the whole pasuk. It's a hoysofa. It's a musaf on the chatas ha-kipurim. It's a musaf on the oilas ha-tomid. Regardless, it could be. That's why first the sar ha-nasa b'fnim had to be brought, and only afterwards were you able to bring the sar ha-nasa b'chutz.